today's not so daily I said that in the wrong order. Hello and welcome to today's episode of Not So Daily Musings. I know grammar and English. I wanted to talk to you about something that's sort of related to grammar and English, and that is the subject of university. Now that I've been attending it for a few months, I figured that I could share some of my insights and how it's been going so far and stuff like that with you. But I want to preface this conversation by saying that I used to be a terrible student. I barely graduated high school. In fact, I dropped out when I was young, and I let's say I took a 1 year hiatus, and then I eventually did go back and finish my final. I think I only had like 3 credits left to get in grade 12 to finish. I was like right at the tail end, and I was just like, nah, I don't really feel like finishing this. And then thankfully some common sense came back to me and I did end up finishing it. But I want to stress the fact that I barely passed. There's possibly a little bit of a neurodivergence at play, but I don't want to get too much into that because any type of self-diagnosis is something to be extremely cautious about. And that's for my therapist to deal with. So the challenges that I had a really bad habit of procrastination for one. And that's actually a habit that I've felt come back recently with my university classes in a way that I haven't experienced in a really long time. So that's been kind of interesting. But also just, I had this total disinterest in doing anything that's, it went beyond disinterest. It's not like I couldn't complete assignments that I wasn't interested in or I just didn't want to, or I was like, nah, I don't feel like doing this. I mean, that was a pretty big part of it too, but it was almost like this intense physical reaction I would get to doing homework that I felt had no bearing on my life. I would rather get a bad grade and not do it at all than to suffer through the pain of doing it, which sounds really melodramatic. I understand that, but that's how I felt as a teenager. And the ability to do something that I don't want to do, to force myself to do the thing that needs doing, has been something that I've had to really struggle with in adulthood and figure out. In fact, my whole career trajectory has been about avoiding regular work or avoiding doing work that I find physically painful psychologically painful to do. Like a 9-to-5 was never going to work for me. And in fact, when I was much younger, my goal was to work as little as possible while making enough money to just get by, because money's never been a particular aim of mine. So I found that piano teaching was a perfect fit for that, because I was able to make a little bit more money. You know, I wasn't just making minimum wage as a piano teacher, because it's a more specialized skill. And I was able to work less. I was able to, get by just fine. Maybe I didn't have a lot of means or anything, but I was able to get by just fine on about 20 hours of work a week, which was great. So all of my decisions have been kind of orbiting around this concept that I don't want to do any type of traditional work. So I had some real learning issues when I was younger, but there were classes that I did really well in. So like drama and music and English are all classes that I excelled in. I got like 90s in those classes. So it's not that I didn't have the capacity to get things done. I guess I just didn't know how to do it at that point. So it's a really good thing I didn't go to university right out of high school, because I would have done really, really badly, because there's always going to be things you have to do that you don't want to do. And there's always going to be classes that aren't that interesting to you, or assignments that you could care less about. So now that I'm, nearly double the amount of time it took to get to high school away from high school, that is to say I'm 35 years old, I find that it's been a lot smoother. In the sense that, like, compared to high school, I think anything would have been smoother, but I've been doing quite well, and I've been mostly managing my time pretty well. The commitments of schoolwork is, for me, between attending classes and doing the work and studying, is somewhere between 25 to 40 hours a week of time. I've been time tracking, and this is something that I would recommend if maybe you're going to university or you want some productivity tips or whatever. That would be a big one, is I like to keep track of how much time I'm spending each week on all of my school activities combined. So like I said, it's usually a little closer to 30 hours a week, but it does oscillate. I have lighter weeks sometimes and I have more intense week at other times, which makes sense. Sometimes exams stack up and things like that. And overall, I've been doing pretty well. I think I don't have final marks or anything like that, but I've been pretty much consistently getting 90s, and I even got 100 in tests, so my marks have been pretty high. It's been a little bit more hit and miss with the papers, but mostly those have been going well. So we'll see where we're sitting at the end of the semester, but the results are a lot better than what I had experienced in high school. So I wanted to share a couple tips, and one of them I've already talked about, the idea of time management, just time tracking, keeping track of where your time's going. One reason that I think this is really important is because it helps with planning. Because if you don't have a realistic expectation of how much time it takes you to do something, then you can't really plan for it. And this is something, even though I've been tracking my time for a while, on and off for many years, I still struggle with it. I'm way too optimistic. I'll be planning my week and I'll be like, oh yeah, I can do a little this, a little that, a little this. And then I have these, like, I create this beautiful schedule that never actually sees the light of day because, you know, things happen, things get in the way, or things take twice as long as I expect them to take, which happens a lot, even though I've practiced this. But at least if I'm able to find 25 to 40 hours in my week, in addition to the work I already do, then I have a pretty decent chance of keeping up, which I feel like I've mostly been able to do. I haven't fallen behind in any significant way, and I've been able to prepare for my tests with adequate and quite good results. So time tracking, just so you can realistically plan. Now, the second tip is realistically planning. I like to sit down once a week, and I've been doing this for a long time. You guys might have heard me talk about it before, but I like to just map out my week. And this used to be a little bit more casual before I was doing like 60-hour weeks, but it's become a little bit more specific. Now I kind of have to figure out like exactly where everything in my week is going. Like, when am I going to study for that test? And when is the exact time I'm going to write said paper? When am I going to teach my classes? When am I going to do administrative work for my business? Stuff like that. I have to find a place for everything. And even though I almost never follow my schedule the way I intended it, the process of mapping things out keeps me from feeling overwhelmed. Because if, say, I have a paper to write and I figured, okay, well, this is the day that I'm going to do the bulk of the writing, this is the day that I'm going to do the bulk of the editing. If I slack off and it gets to the end of the day and I haven't really written my paper, I have a very clear sense of what needs to be doing. And I think a big part of overwhelm, where you get to the point where you're like, I have too much to do, I'm not going to do anything, and then you slack off and you procrastinate, I think that's caused by not knowing what it is you need to do. What are the things? What are the tasks? So a third tip would be to break tasks down into manageable chunks, which is easier for some people than I think for others. This is a particular area of struggle for me. So if I just, you know, devote 3 hours to studying and I just write study, like, I'm not going to do anything. So even if I allot the time to it, even if I have a general sense that maybe I'm going to be studying, if I don't have a specific and clear idea of how that study time is going to go, then I'm going to get distracted by something. I might, like, say I'm going to study from 5 to 8 in the morning. Maybe I'll just sleep in, or maybe I'll just, like, and I've definitely done that a lot of times. So I don't want to make this sound like I'm a perfect person with study habits and stuff like that. But the act of saying, okay, it's going to take me roughly an hour and a half to do this philosophy reading and homework and get through the exercises, so that's what I'm going to do when I wake up in the morning, is way better from a planning perspective. And I do this with most things. So even when it comes to what meal am I going to cook tonight for supper, I plan that on Sunday. I get the groceries specific to the meals that I'm going to prepare. And I know that on Monday I'm making this, and I'll have leftovers on Tuesday and then Wednesday. And there's this kind of a clear map so that I'm not left with this block of time where I'm supposed to be doing something, but it's too abstract. Because if it's too abstract, that's when I start procrastinating in a variety of ways. I mean, it could be obsessively reading editorials on the war in Ukraine, or I'm just thinking of recent examples of things. I got really into reading about nuclear arms and stuff like that. Just these rabbit holes that I get really easily sucked into and I get really distracted by. So with the, like, a good workaround is to just, like, be really predictive about what you're going to do. And so you're not avoiding things just because they're too abstract to even think about tackling. So another thing, in addition to that, is I think it's useful to also make sure not every square inch of your time is accounted for, because that's when I feel miserable. When I feel like, I have no time to do anything, any rabbit hole chasing that might be fun. I have no time to talk to people or hang out with people, or go on Reddit and waste time or whatever. So I try to be Even though right now I'm in a phase of life where I am doing stuff 7 days a week, I don't really have a day off. There's no, no days off, for the foreseeable future. That's okay, because I think the things that I do are different enough. There's enough pacing between things that it doesn't feel too overwhelming at this point. But what does feel overwhelming is when I wake up at 5 and I basically do some form of work or other until I go to bed at like 9 or 10 or whatever. And that includes childcare, so which is a big part of my life as well. So I like to make sure that there's at least a couple hours in the day where I can kind of just like goof off and not do anything. And that does make me happier to have a little bit of leeway in an otherwise pretty rigid schedule. And, you know, just to also remind yourself that this isn't going to be forever. If you happen to be in a particularly busy phase of life, whether you're a student or you have a demanding job or things like this, is this going to be your lifestyle forever? Am I going to be doing 60-hour weeks forever? Well, no. There's even within individual years, there's going to be a certain ebb and flow. So I'm trying to keep perspective on that and just also appreciate the experience of being a student, because I think for people I've talked to who have gone to like had undergraduate degrees and graduate degrees and stuff like that, there's a certain wistfulness I think that a lot of people have towards their education experience, this sort of fondness for the days of school and studying. And I want to make sure that this isn't just something I appreciate 10 years from now, but it's something that I am sure to appreciate in the moment. So having a little bit now, again, I want to say, just to finish this off, that I've by no means figured this out. I'm only a few months in. I could have some major problems on the horizon that haven't surfaced. Maybe I'll do really bad at my final exams. I don't know what my final marks are going to be. And it's not really all about the marks anyway. It's about the learning. But I find that little bit of distance from my daily experience, just trying to get perspective to be helpful. But there are certainly days where I struggle and where I'm grumpy, and it's difficult to find that levity, because I just feel bogged down by the day-to-day stuff. In this sense, I'm actually really glad that I'm juggling work with school at the same time, because they're such different modes, and I feel like connecting with people in my piano lessons, the live lessons that I teach, is enough to, like, it's hard to be grumpy on those days, because it's an opportunity to connect, where otherwise I would be, you know, sitting in lectures or doing research and kind of being off on my own and just being in my own head all day long. So that's something to be grateful for as well. There was kind of like, this is a little bit of a video that went all over the place, a little bit of backstory, a little bit of storytelling, a few tips embedded in there. Hopefully you were able to take this kind of mess of information and maybe get something useful out of it. That's always my intention. And I'll be back on here soon to talk about some other things that are going on in my life at this moment, some of which are pretty exciting. So stay tuned. Thank you so much for watching, and I'll catch you in the next one.